Vermonters treasure the state's dairy farms. About 90% of those surveyed in the new VPR, Vermont PBS Rural Life Survey, said the dairy industry is important or very important to Vermont. Yet this way of life that is so loved is in serious trouble. After 5 years of low milk prices, dozens of farms have gone out of business in recent years. Vermont now has 673 dairy farms, a loss of about 100 since 2017. VPR's John Dillon spent time with farmers recently and has this look at how three farm families are confronting a very uncertain future.
I come up here to visit. I think the ones that have the best house up here are my animals.
From the hill above Philip Parent's Riverside Farm in Enosburg, you get a sweeping view of Jay Peak, the Cold Hollow Mountains, and Parent's own family history in farming. His Quebec grandfather, his Pepe, moved to Vermont in 1919 and began milking cows. His sons followed the family tradition.
Yeah, where my dad first started is right across here. You can see a silo up there. That's his original farm up that way. And my Pepe, the farm is right there, where my dad, when he was a child, first came in here. My Uncle Leo was in the middle. My Uncle Theobald was right over this knoll. And then my Uncle Combe was down the road. We were all right in the road, being related to each other.
Yet Parent, who is 59, is the last of his line to milk cows. He had hoped his oldest son, Thomas, would take over, but he moved to South Carolina this summer for a better job. Without his son to help and eventually take over the place, Parent decided to sell the cows.
That was a hard start choice I had to make there. I'd do it for my own sake. And unfortunately, that's playing out too often.
Parent's not alone. 5 years of low milk prices have left many dairy farmers earning less than what it costs to produce the milk.
This isn't right. This is where we have to come to a hard reality on that in this country. Why is it that the people that feed this country can't even feed themselves? They have to go to the food banks, they're on food stamps. Could you tell me what's wrong with that picture? Oh, my.
But this story does not end with a farm auction and an empty barn.
I never wanted to get done milking cows.
Travis Tremblay is 27 years old and says he has farming in his blood.
Hated to stop farming before, and I had the opportunity here to get going again, so... Well, we talked about it, and he was all for it because he didn't want to see the firemen.
So Parent and Tremblay teamed up. The younger man brought his cows to the barn, and they joined what was left of Parent's herd. Now Tremblay milks about 30 cows.
It's all I wanted to do, and I always dreamed of just having, a farm of my own.
Tremblay says it's next to impossible for a young person to start farming on their own without access to land or someone like Philip Parent as a partner. And you often also have to work full-time off the farm to get a bank to consider lending you money. So Tremblay keeps a grueling schedule. He works as a second-shift supervisor at a nearby cheese plant. That job starts mid-afternoon, so he gets to Parent's barn late morning, milks the cows, and has time for a quick shower in the milk house before heading off for 8 hours' work. He does his second milking after his factory shift late at night before heading off to sleep.
When it comes down to it in your life, you got to do what you want to do. And if I'm not going to be doing this and I'm just going to be sitting, at my plain old job and not have a fireman at home, I'm going to think the whole time, I wish I was fireman. I wish I was fireman. So I'd rather live it, even if it means doing it the hard way and, I'm still living it.
Ask why he does it, Tremblay talks about the next generation.
I guess the most satisfying part, I've got a little girl and she's almost 4 years old. And when she comes and helps out, that's like the greatest thing in the world. And I loved it before her, but having her there brings a whole new meaning.
An hour or so south in Cabot, Morgan and Jennifer Churchill also see family as an essential part of the farm and its future.
Oh yeah, Jen, happy birthday. I knew I was forgetting something. Good job, man.
Today is Jen Churchill's 37th birthday, but there's no sleeping in or breakfast in bed. She's in the large freestall barn by 4:30. The first job is to hose down the milking parlor. The Churchills raise their herd organically, and they sell their milk to Stonyfield Organic in New Hampshire. Over the last few years, they invested in a new barn and robotic milking machine. The technology allows the 120 cows to choose when they want to be milked, and it frees the Churchills from a rigid early morning and late afternoon milking schedule. And that allows more time with their children, Samuel, who's almost 12, and Nora, who's 8.
So basketball games, school functions are all 5:30, 6 o'clock at night, you know, when the average farmer is in the barn. So now we can be more flexible.
The Churchills both grew up in farming families. They recently were named Farmer of the Year for their innovation and success, which includes milk production and quality. The kids are a big part of the operation. Samuel can run the skid steer, and both have helped out with the hemp crop growing in a nearby field. But Jennifer says they try not to put too much on them, so they make time to get off the farm as well.
If you're going to have kids, you want to enjoy that part. We don't want them to not have those experiences because of farming, because they're not going to want to farm if they don't get to enjoy, you know, the rest of it.
Jennifer describes Morgan as the dreamer, the one who says, let's build a barn by ourselves or borrow money for a robotic milker. She says she tempers those dreams with hard questions.
We make it look easy, but it's not easy at all. But it's fun.
Right. You like the challenge.
Yeah, the challenge. Yeah.
The Churchills say the organic market faces many of the same challenges as the conventional milk market. Lower prices, slumping demand, and competition from plant-based alternatives, such as beverages made from soy and nut products. Jennifer says organic is no longer the financial savior for Vermont dairy.
It was 5 years ago. I don't know if it will be in the future. They don't need more milk right now, so it would be hard for somebody to get into it and start new.
The couple said they'd like their children to take over someday, but it's up to them.
If they choose to farm, I hope that there's still a future here. And I think our main goal now is to get our debt paid down as low as possible so that they're not coming in with the debt that we had.
While the VPR Vermont PBS Rural Life Survey found overwhelming support for dairy farming, Jennifer says she wishes more people would actually learn about farm life.
And realize where their food comes from. It's important.
And drink milk.
Right. I think you have the two sides of Vermont. You know, you have the people that are way into the land and want everything on natural and organic, and then you have the other side that has no idea where anything comes from. And we need to get that happy middle ground again. Because there's not many of us left, you know.
For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.